Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Greetings and salutations on a magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, singer, songwriter, Lord have mercy, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and one half of the best-selling duo of all time, Hall & Oates. I simply call him the poet. Mr. John Oates is honoring us today with his new hit single and video, Too Late to Break Your Fall. So on behalf of Night Tracks Radio, it is my privilege to welcome to the show Mr. John Oates. Brother Oates, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing really well, especially after that beautiful intro. Thank you very much.
Well, it is well deserved, and thank you so much for joining us today. And I must compliment you. The single, Too Late to Break Your Fall, and video are just wonderful. Now, first and foremost, who came up with the concept of the video?
Good, very good question to start off. This is my first AI video. I couldn't come up with a concept myself, and I've been reading so much about what's going on with AI and people doing various things. I said, hey, let's see if the computer can make a video for me. And so we threw it out there to a guy who works in AI. And we threw out the lyrics, threw out the vibe of the song, and that's what they came up with. Don't ask me what it's about because I can't tell you.
Well, you did what. I love the video. I love the video. But one of the things that I want to talk about, you being an underrated songwriter, you are an incredible songwriter, and I think a lot of times because of you and Daryl's connection, I think a lot of times your songwriting goes overshadowed and underappreciated. And I call you the poet because just listening to your music on an individual basis and some of the wordplay that you use along with the melody is incredible. And I wanted to ask you, what is it like when you have an opportunity just to share that kind of yourself freedom of expression as far as really putting emphasis on your songwriting and also your guitar playing?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you the compliments. It is one of those things. You know, when you're part of a group. You know, Daryl and I have been collaborating obviously for years and years and years. And what happens is, you know, your individual purity of whatever that is that your inspiration is usually gets, and I won't say diluted because that's not a good word, but I would say it gets compromised in a certain way because you want to bring in the collective, you want to bring in the combination of the influences, and that combination influence can be beautiful because it can bring in, can make something totally different than you might have had in your head. So when Daryl and I, you know, were writing together, of course, there's a lot of power there because you have got two individuals who are both complete songwriters on their own, but putting their minds and their emotions together to create something new. When I'm doing something on my own, it's much more pure statement from me of as to who I am, the things I'm feeling, the way I see the world, and that's that's I think what you're alluding to.
You know, listening to your music, for so many years and loving your music, I learned more about John Oakes, the songwriter and the person, by actually reading your book, Change of Seasons.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I learned so much more about you as far as your music and your songwriting being very therapeutic, how it's gotten you through your ups and downs, through your life. And I wanted you to kind of give the listeners out there a little bit more insight on finally bringing your memoir to light and giving people, I guess, a little bit of a more peek or inside look behind the curtain of who John Oates really is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm very proud of that book, Change of Season. It took me about 2 years to do it. I had a wonderful collaborator, a guy named Chris Epting, who's written a number of books, and he kind of functioned as my researcher and my editor. But I'll tell you what, it was an interesting journey to do that book, because, you know, I wanted to tell my own personal story, but then again, how do I tell my personal story when it's so involved and so completely connected to the history of Hall & Oates? Because quite frankly, I started working with Daryl as a teenager and, you know, went up through adulthood for 50 years. So it's hard to separate yourself from that. But what I wanted to do was that was my biggest challenge in writing the book. I think I did it because I can't ignore my experience with Hall & Oates, but at the same time, I didn't want it to be a book about Hall & Oates without Daryl's input. So it was definitely a challenge. I wanted to try to give people an insight into who I am as a person and the things that I, you know, that moved me, the things that have affected me in my life. And, you know, there's been a lot of things. I mean, it's been I've had ups and downs like everyone does, both in professionally and personally. And I wanted to get that out there, and I wanted to let people know that, you know, I've had to overcome a lot of things and find my way. And, you know, I'm so far so good, you know what I'm saying?
One of the things that I found so impressive about you, you've always expressed the journey. You know, life is a journey. Life is full of experiences.
Yes.
And I think you've done a wonderful job. I look at it as far as artwork, like a Picasso or Renoir, have you just painted everything in a perfect sympathy, as far as being able to give people a lot more insight. And I love that you play the acoustic guitar. I get more gratification and satisfaction seeing you play acoustic than actually playing the electric guitar. And I wanted to ask you, how do you feel when you're just on stage with an acoustic guitar and playing?
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, what I've been doing lately, since, you know, Daryl and I haven't been touring very much, I wanted to go out there and I wanted to, you know, with the world being so, you know, so focused on digital and, you know, sampling, all the electronic and the technology and the virtual assets that people use, even with their cell phones and, of course, with making records and music these days, I wanted to go out and break it down to the most essential thing, which for me was me with an instrument and a song, and I wanted to see if I could just bring that out into live performance without any artificial anything, and make it as natural and as organic as possible. And for me, the acoustic guitar works in that context. I think I'm a better acoustic guitar player than I am electric player, but that's, you know, I still love playing electric as well. But when you play acoustic guitar, there's something, you know, organic about it. It's the wood and the steel and the, you know, it's the thing you hold against your body. There's a thing to it that really is completely different than having to plug in an electric guitar into an amplifier through a cable with power and et cetera, et cetera. The acoustic guitar is more pure. And for the type of show I'm doing, which is a songs and stories type of show where I tell the backstory on songs and really kind of describe the inspiration behind songs, the acoustic guitar is just a more appropriate accompaniment.
You know, I'm going to take it a step further, because I've always thought that when you're playing an acoustic guitar, you build a more intimate rapport with the listening audience. It seems more of like a family atmosphere. It's like a bunch of relatives, family, friends getting together, sitting by the fire, and you're just playing.
Yeah.
And you're playing something that's coming from inside you that I think a lot of time, as you just stated, the electric guitar doesn't bring. It doesn't bring that kind of intimacy and togetherness. And you always talked about that over your entire career, bringing that kind of togetherness through music. And we've been through so much over the last couple of years, you know, with the pandemic, losing loved ones, people getting sick. And it's very fun. I wanted to ask you from your perspective, how therapeutic is it as far as music? How therapeutic has music been for you through those trying times?
Oh, very, very much so. I mean, the pandemic was, you know, was a chance for me to kind of step off the hamster wheel of touring, constantly touring, living in hotels, traveling. And in being home, at first I actually didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how it would affect me. I didn't know whether it would make me depressed or feel like I was missing out on something. But when it ended up happening, it opened up another world. It opened up a world where I could go back into my archives, find interesting ideas that might have, you know, lost forever, and kind of just really, here again, pick up that acoustic guitar with no equipment, no roadies, no, you know, trucks and video screens and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden it became this really intimate experience for me to just play and sing in the most natural way. And so, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. It is it's much more of a personal statement when you're holding that wooden box under your arm against your chest. And really, you know, if you think about it, I mean, without getting too hippy-dippy on it, you know, you're holding something against your heart. And from your heart flows the music, and the music flows through that instrument.
I remember an interview that you did almost close to 20 years ago, and you talked about dreams, how we have the ability as songwriters and artists to bring dreams to reality and transition those realities through music and uniting everyone. And you have done an exceptional job in doing that. And you have touched so many people with your music where it's been cathartic, therapeutic, just touching people in so many different emotions. And as you said, it's a beautiful experience when you're able to get off the hamster wheel and just be in your own, person,
mm-hmm.
just being you,
mm-hmm.
yeah, being within yourself and just to play. I gotta, what kind of guitar, as far as acoustic guitar, what is your flavor? What do you prefer using playing live?
Well, you know, I look at the instruments like a tool. You don't use a hammer to put a screw in a wall. You know, I mean,
right.
you got to have the right tool for the right moment. So I have
right.
a lot of different guitars, and they each speak in a different way. You know, I'm not endorsed by any one company because, quite frankly, I like playing different guitars because I like the idea that I can pick up a Martin or I can pick up a Taylor or pick up a Gibson, and they all have their own personalities and quality. So I'm very fortunate. I have a very cool closet, you know, that I'm actually staring at right now with a bunch of cool, you know, custom guitars sitting in there. And every once in a while I get a feel for something. If it might be a little bluesy, there's a certain guitar I'll pick up. It might be something I want to have a lot of ring to it where the chords are very, you know, orchestral and they want to ring. And I'll pick up maybe a guitar with a bigger body, you know, something that speaks on a louder, you know, more resonant level. So it's really, you know, the right instrument at the right moment.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And also, you know, one of the things I also find so interesting is that it's not easy being transparent. You know, as you said, we all go through our ups and downs in our own personal life and our personal experiences. And I wanted to ask you, how long did it take for you to be able to allow yourself to be that kind of, show that kind of transparency to so many people who love your music?
Well, I don't think it's something you learn. I think it's either in you or it isn't. I was fortunate to have a very good upbringing with my family. My father and mother stayed together. There was no, you know, there was, they, you know, I was very lucky, my sister and I, to be in a loving family and have that support. And my parents supported me musically. And when they realized I had musical, you know, talent, they supported me along the way, every way. And so I just think, you know, trying to be honest, it's important for me to be exactly who I am. I'm not trying to put anything over on anybody. I just, I'm like, cliche, but I am an open book in a sense. And, you know, and I want to treat people fairly. I want to be treated fairly in return, and I want to be honest. And I want my music to be honest.
Ooh, treated fairly and being honest. Those are kind of taboo in today's music industry, boy.
That's why I'm not in today's music industry. I'm on my own plane. I have no idea where I am, but wherever it is, you know what? If people want to listen to it, it's all there. You just got to find it.
My goodness, I sit back now, and it's incredible to me how the industry has changed so dramatically. You know, I talk about many artists where there's no music stores here anymore. It's not like you're going to Tao Records and buying an album. Everything is digital download or streaming. How long did it take you to get, I guess, to make that transition to say, okay, this is where we're at now. We're going completely digital. They're getting rid of the record stores. And we're dealing now with digital. How long did it take you to get really just kind of accustomed to the new music, quote unquote, new music industry?
Well, it's been a growth process. You know, I keep my ear to the ground. I realize what's going on. I live in Nashville. I work with a lot of younger artists, so I see how they're dealing with things. So I'm not unaware of it, but at the same time, this is my first project. I've released a series of digital singles starting last November. I think we're up to five or six now. And each one of those singles, there's no physical component, no record, no CD, no tape, no nothing. So this is the first project I've ever done like that. And I hired a group of really cool young digital marketing people who kind of showed me the ropes and kind of led me along the way, and in doing so, I learned a lot, and it's been an interesting journey to just release music in a new way, and I've still got a backlog of songs that I still haven't got around to releasing, so I think I'm just going to keep doing that. I'm just going to keep putting music out, and people will find it if you're out there, and if the world and the musical gods are willing, you'll find it.
I hope so. You know, it's been very challenging for me from a personal standpoint to let go of something that I loved and yearned for and cherished for so many years. It was something special to share that kind of connection with an artist when you would go to a record store and buy an album or have a meet and greet with your favorite artist and reading the liner notes and seeing the graphics of the album. It was just something beautiful and unique, and that's been just ripped away from us. But when you go to Japan or Switzerland or England, they still have record stores, and you have fans, legions of fans who have been following you since the beginning. What is it like to know that you've had supporters who are loving your music then and still loving your music to this day?
Oh, it's incredibly gratifying. I take it very seriously. I'm very appreciative of the very fact that I am at my age, the age I am, and I've been doing this for a long, long time, that people actually will listen to something I've done is, to me, a miracle. I do not take it for granted by any means. I think, I'm very appreciative, and I realize that, not many people get to do what I'm doing, make a life, have a great life that's based on creativity. And, it's something that's very special. Here again, I don't take it for granted. So that's why I work so hard. You know, I like to play music. I like to be out there and connect with people on a musical level. And I do it because I know that I'm one of the very lucky people the world has allowed me to do that.
It reminds me of a great American poet from the Eagles. He once said, "Life has been good to me. Lord have mercy."
I'm right there.
Yeah, you go. Family, be sure, first and foremost, get Mr. Oates' memoir. It is incredible. Change of Seasons, a memoir with Chris Epting. It is available on Amazon, on Kindle, audiobook, and also hardcover, which the teddy bear does have, $27.39. Yeah. Now, if you can afford to spend $200 on a pair of tennis shoes, I know that you can afford to spend $27 to buy a hardcover book.
So run to your nearest bookstore.
There you go.
Put those tennis shoes on and run to your nearest bookstore.
Run to put on some Vans. Oh my God, did I just say Vans? Boy, I'm really dating.
No, that's all right. Nothing wrong with old school.
Oh my goodness. Too late to break your fall. The video is wonderful. The song is exceptional. How did you come up with the concept for the song?
Well, you know, I wrote that song about 12 years ago, and I wrote it about a guy, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, who is a wonderful person, but in a sense can't get out of his own way. And, you know, it was the kind of – and we all have friends or people we know who ask for advice, but they're not really listening. And they want your advice, but they end up doing exactly what they're going to do anyway. And that's what this song is about. That's what inspired it. It's just one of those things. You know, I kept getting frustrated with a person who's kept saying to me, you know, but I got this problem and I did this and I don't know what to do. And I said, what should I do? And then I tell them give them my opinion, but it just falls on deaf ears and just disappears. So, you know, that's basically what the song is about.
And you know what's so interesting? And when you provide them all the necessary helpful information, they'll do the complete opposite and then come back and be completely dumbfounded on why.
Yep. Well, there you go. I mean, I know it's a weird concept for a song, but you know, hey, I'll tell you, you know, when you're a songwriter, you try to capture the moment wherever you find it.
Absolutely. So allow the teddy bear to help everyone catch that moment while we're here. The new hit single from the incredibly talented Mr. John Oates, of course, Too Late to Break Your Fall, here on Night Tracks Radio.
Each time you meet a friend, you're coming round again. You're out of break before you bend. Your life's a movie that never ends, never ends. Ain't hard to figure out, of this I have no doubt. You want the same damn thing, my phone just keep on ringing. Call again. The bill of goods that you've been sold, worth about much as a rainbow's gold. Say you never catch a break, so I try to do what I can. Oh, but I guess it's too late to break your fall.
Nashville blues and some Boogie Stacks music. I love it. And the single is available as we speak on all media outlets. But be sure to get all the latest updates. Be sure you stop by Mr. Oates' official website. That's at johnoates.com. And also, please get the book, the memoir, Change of Season, a memoir with Chris Epping. Incredible book. It's available on Kindle, audiobook, and also the hardcover. So be sure to get that. And to make sure to get all the latest updates, stop by his website, because he is on tour as we speak. Mr. Oakes, first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today. It has been an honor to have you on the show. I'm a longtime admirer of your music, from a kid that grew up in South Central Los Angeles on 67th Street. It was a beautiful experience to have you and Daryl's 45 blasting on our turntables. You have brought so much love and happiness, and I want to thank you so much. This is your home away from home, so whatever you need, anything, whatever new music you want to put out, like Grandma's Cookies, I don't care if they're still soft and still warm in the oven, send them over here. We will definitely get to be on here first.
Well, thank you very much. That was a wonderful interview. I appreciate you, and I will be back. Now that I know I got a home on radio with you, I'm coming back.
So it is written, so it shall be done. God bless and peaceful journey to you, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Same here. The legendary Mr. John Oates here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the teddy bear to help you tune out all the negativities. Oh, we're not done. Yeah, we're getting a double dose of some music today. Now at 4:30, which is in about another 2 hours, oh yeah, the teddy bear is going to be on Facebook Live. You said, wait a minute, you putting in some work. Yeah, I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill everyone's needs. On Facebook Live, we'll be joined by renowned trombonist, the one and only Mr. Jeff Bradshaw, and his new album, Jeff Bradshaw 20, 13 tracks, a kaleidoscope of wonderful single after single on this new album. But in the meantime, the teddy bear is going to take a little quick two and two, get his thoughts, get his remedies together, because, hey, we're here to bring it to you. And that's at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. And that would be about 2:30 Pacific Standard Time if you're on the West Coast. Again, we're going to take a little quick two and two. We got you, no need. We got you. But in the meantime, let's get into some Johnny Britt with I Tried. Lord have mercy here on Night Tracks Radio. I tried.
in. I'm ready to give you the world. Just don't turn and walk away.
Lord have mercy. Jonathan Butler, Don't Walk Away, here on Night Tracks Radio. And before that, of course, Johnny Britt, I Tried. Yes, Lord. And speaking of I Tried, family, be sure to get the new hit single from John Oakes. Lord have mercy. I'm taking away. We all have our bucket lists, and I've been listening to Hall & Oates since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And actually, to have an opportunity to interview that very talented gentleman was truly an honor and truly a blessing. But like we said, we're going after people who bring music, real music, back to their ways. And again, family, remember, get his new hit single, Too Late to Break Your Fall, available on all social media outlets, and also get his wonderful book, his memoir, Change of Seasons, a memoir with Chris Epting, available on Amazon.com, on Kindle at $11.99. The audiobook is free, but please get the hardback. I know the hardback cover is $27, but hey, look, if we're able to go out and spend $200 to buy a pair of tennis shoes, I know $27 definitely not going to break you to buy a wonderfully written book by a legendary artist like Mr. John Oates. And again, family, all the fun has just begun. We got some more therapeutic music for you on the way. In about 2 hours, we're going to be on Facebook Live. That's at Night Tracks Radio with two X's on Facebook Live with the incredibly trombonist, renowned trombonist, Mr. Jeff Bradshaw, with his new album, Jeff Bradshaw 20. So make sure you tune in. And also, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. That's at Night Tracks Radio. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at YouTube at Night Tracks Radio Podcast. Also on Instagram, same handle, Night Tracks, again, with two X's. And also on TikTok, that's at Night Tracks Radio. And also on Twitter. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. And then what we're going to do, we're going to close. I had that pleasure a couple of days ago. I had this very talented new artist on the show, and she goes by the name of Nuvall. Lord have mercy. She is super talented, full of energy, and it was definitely a pleasure to have her on the show. I expect some big things, or as her new single states, big and rich. We're going to close with that. We'll see you in 2 hours, family, on Facebook Live. But as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio.
Have you ever thought, you know, like the modern Wild West, like Los Angeles, where the girls are hot and the boys are rich? But there ain't no ranches like this up there. But take me out to that Wild Wild West, Tiffany rings, red bottom things, you know.
To the wild, wild west, where the girls are hot and the boys are blessed. Ain't no horse in Los Angeles, but we can ride bareback if you're big and rich.
Hey, it's me, Navel. You like country? Giddy up. Ain't that the prettiest beach? Here in your passenger seat? Shot your Patron, Hollywood Bowl, cruising to Venice Beach. Louis Vuitton on my hip. Spend all your money on this. Tiffany rings, red bottom things, maybe I'll blow you a kiss.
Take me out to the wild, wild west, where the girls are hot and the boys are blessed. Ain't no love in Los Angeles, but we can ride bareback if you're big and rich. Cowboy, take me out to the wild, wild west, where the girls are hot and the boys are blessed.
Small town chick, cause he likes my biscuits and I like his We a long, long way from the place I know, but I could blow your mind till the cows come home. Everyone stomping their feet, everyone looking to speak. Raise your glass, shake your ass, sing it with me. Everyone living the dream.